Scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 through 56, and it can be found in your pew Bible on page 75. Jesus, the cause of division. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the presence of time? This is the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Wow. Talk about a message to come back to the first week after a vacation with my grandkids. You notice the familial connection to each of those people. Then he said the household was going to be divided. There's no mention of uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews. But what is mentioned in there are the family members who are closest to you. Child to parent, parent to child. In-laws. All of those are your closest family, and yet there's going to be division. Now, it's one of the toughest sayings because in our current culture, most of the theology and most of the churches are saying, rightly so, that Jesus, as he says in John, my peace I bring you, not as the world brings or gives you, but as I give you. Because you see, the peace that Jesus is speaking of there is that heavenly kingdom of God peace. You know, Luke is recording this 2,000 plus years ago. That's a long time before Dayton, Ohio, or El Paso, Texas, or Charlottesville, Virginia. Places where, you know, they're synonymous with hate. They're synonymous with violence. They're synonymous with mentally deranged people committing heinous acts, perpetrating them on, whether it's Parkland in Florida to children, and Columbine, and the list goes on. Here's the thing. Jesus is bringing the kingdom of God to the people of God and to the rest of the world. And the kingdom of God is one of peace, and yet the world is one of greed, avarice, violence, hate, murder, slavery. The scripture, I came to bring fire to the earth. Now today we're going to celebrate communion. You know that we recognize two sacraments in the United Methodist Church. They're, you know, the Catholic Church, there are like seven or eight that they call sacraments. And a sacrament is something that has been proclaimed by God through Jesus to keep as holy and that we should do them. One of them is extreme unction. Or last rites for the Catholic Church. We see two in the United Methodist Church. One is baptism. That is where the presence of the Holy Spirit comes into, enters us, and starts a transformation in us, whether it's an infant baptism that we don't even remember, or an adult baptism where we have made a profession of faith or an affirmation of faith that we know of, and we're cognitively making that declaration. What's the key piece to a baptism? As Jesus arises from the water when John the Baptist baptizes him, a dove descends. At Pentecost, this Holy Spirit is there residing over each of those 5,000 plus people at Pentecost. That flame, that tongue of flame, that roaring wind is evocative of the Holy Spirit. That demonstrates the presence of the Holy Spirit. Well, that could be what he's saying here, as it probably is. But here's something else that the fire does. There's a refining fire. When you're going to, if you're into metallurgy and you're looking at refining gold or other precious minerals, even iron ore is put under heat and they refine and get the impurities out. This is the fire that he's bringing to the earth. Why? Because there are parts of us that we don't need to carry with us. There are parts and things of us that God, through His Son Jesus Christ, with the power of the Holy Spirit, wants to remove from us, whether it's hate or discord or greed or avarice or a desire to pursue and possess something that someone else has. And you want to have it for your own. Or whether it's a material possession that you are so focused on that you want. Alex, you've got the new car, right? So you're good with that one. Good. Seriously, there are people that, you know, their life dream is a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a Ford F-150, Eddie Bauer, Texas Ranch, whatever. God's not about that. Those are temporal things. Those are things that are of the earth that will not be in the kingdom of God. Now, there are going to be flowers. Lucy, there are going to be beautiful flowers in the kingdom, okay? And there are going to be lovely trees and lovely grass, and there are going to be lovely people. Because you know what? Look at the people next to you in the pews. Are they perfect? God's not done with you yet, so if the pledge that we make as Methodists is we're moving on to perfection. It doesn't mean we're... Everybody can breathe a sigh of relief. We're not meant to be perfect yet. And Alyssa and Adriel and Maya, you guys are sweet and moving on to perfection as well. But see, He's not done with us yet. That's this fire that's there. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and that's... He's already been baptized by John the Baptist, so that's not the baptism that he's speaking of here. Is he speaking of the baptism that occurs symbolically, metaphorically, with his crucifixion, his burial in the grave, and his resurrection by the power of God Almighty and his ascension? I believe that's what's referred to here. That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we celebrate the baptism of the Holy Spirit just as we're going to celebrate another sacrament, and that's communion. Because you know what happens? Do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Why is there division? He comes to bring us all together, right? In God's way, in God's time, and in God's purposes. Not as the world would. You know, we're going to make a political decision. We're all going to sign this piece of paper that we're all going to just get along. How long do you think that piece of paper is going to hold true? You think it's worth the paper it's written on? The division is there because people are going to have to choose. We all have to choose. Are we going to follow Christ? Are we going to follow Christ? Are we followers of the way? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. So who are you following? I hope and pray the answer to that is a resounding Jesus Christ. As Paul preached, I preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Why? Because that's the payment for my sin. That's what allows me to, with confidence, stand in the presence of God, my Creator. Not in anything that I've done or achieved, but in the unmerited, undeserved grace and mercy that I, by faith, accept as mine. I know my sainted mother's there. And I know my rough-hewn and sometimes not correct dad is there. And I know my brother who used to just get on me all over. I know he's there. One day, I'll be there. That's my faith. That's my hope. Because then I won't be divided by earthly things. I won't be in contention with earthly desires. I will have surrendered myself totally and completely to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the purposes of God, the Creator of heaven and earth, by the grace and mercy of the Holy Spirit. Do you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? 2,000 years ago, just 30 years short of when Jerusalem was going to be left in flame by the Romans, Jesus is talking about interpreting the present time. If you look at Revelation chapter 20, we have the end of the age, that eschatology. Anybody listen to the news this morning? I don't know if there's been another shooting or not. There might have been. But is there any more reason to believe that we're not in the end times? They thought it 1,000 years ago, too. The point is, whether it's 1,000 years ago, now, or 1,000 years in the future, it's God's timing, not ours. And what's most important is you make the decision today, right now, for Him. Not for a possession, not for a position, not for a political party. Because those things are temporal. Those things are of this earth. And they aren't going to be in heaven. There will be peace. May Christ's peace be with you. Shalom.